hey there. Welcome to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. My name is Bobby McGraw. I'm so glad you're here today. Today's Thursday. The weekend's almost here. But before we launch into the weekend, I want to make sure we finish this week right. Now, if you were with us this last Sunday on Sunday morning, we were in a message called In the Wait. And so today, I just want to take some of those principles because honestly, this message struck a chord with way more people than I've seen in recent times that I've personally preached. And so I wanted to take these principles because I feel like there's a lot of people that are in a season of waiting. Now, let's be honest, hardly anybody likes waiting. We get so frustrated when we have to wait on people in traffic. We get frustrated when we're behind people in line at the store to check out when they've got way too many items. We easily get so frustrated. Why? Because we don't like waiting. In fact, one of my friends on Facebook mentioned when I asked the question, do you like waiting? They said, no, I don't like waiting. I blow my horn at the people in front of me at the light. I yell at them all while I'm listening to get this Sugar Hill Worship album. Isn't that crazy? Right? In the middle of those moments, we hate waiting. But honestly, there's some more serious things that we have to wait through. I mean, I've talked to plenty of people that have, you know, just big struggles in their life, and they're asking the question, God, what's the deal? God, where are you at? God, why do you have me waiting? One of my friends, their biggest desire is one day to be married. They just simply want to be able to share their life with somebody else, and they ask that question, why do I have to wait? I know many couples that are struggling with conceiving a child, and they look around, they get frustrated. They're like, how come there's so many couples that aren't even planning to get pregnant, and yet they get pregnant, and here we are trying, and we want to have a family, and yet it's so hard. Why do we have to wait? I've also known some people that have wayward children that grew up around faith, and they know all the right things in their head, and yet now they're off, and they're away, and the parents are asking the question, how long do I have to wait until they come back home? And so today, I just want to remind us that just because you're waiting doesn't mean it has to be wasted, that God can use these moments in ways that you may not even understand right now in the middle of it. God can use them to grow your faith. A great example of this, and this is what we looked at on Sunday, is from John chapter 11. In John 11, we read about Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. These are friends of Jesus. These are people that Jesus had done life with. And so now Jesus is out in John 11 healing strangers. And so when Mary and Martha's brother Lazarus gets sick, they're like, well, if Jesus heals strangers, surely he'll come home and heal his friend Lazarus. And so it says in John 11, verse 1, it says, now there was a certain man who was ill, and it goes on to describe that it's Lazarus. So verse 3, the sister sent word to him and said, Lord, the one whom you love is sick. And so they expected Jesus to stop what he's doing. They expected Jesus to show back up, and yet a day goes by, no Jesus. 2 days go by, well, maybe he's far away. 3 days go by, maybe he doesn't have great cell service in whatever village he's in. 4 days go by, and honestly, I think Martha got ticked off. Where is Jesus? And so I think there are three things we need to hold on to in the season of waiting. And the first thing we need to hold on to is trust. One of the easiest things to do is for people to get offended with God and to think, God, where are you at? God, why haven't you answered? It would have been easy for Martha and for any of us to get angry at God. But here's the principle behind this. A delay is not necessarily a denial. Just because God delays, that does not necessarily mean that he's denying you. And see, here's what we find in Scripture, and here's what we see in our own lives. God often wants to do something in us before he does something for us. God is more concerned about doing something inside of us than he is in doing something for us. And so number one, in the middle of those moments, hold on to, yes, trust. I'm going to keep trusting God. The second thing we need to hold on to is we need to hold on to hope. One of the things that's easy to do is to get discouraged. In fact, when Jesus finally shows up, the other sister, Mary, stays at her house. She's like, what's the use in going to see Jesus? It's too late. My brother has already been dead for 4 days. There is no hope. There's absolutely no hope. And I would just remind us when we think about hope, that if God always met our expectations, he would never have the opportunity to exceed them. See, Mary just simply wanted her sick brother to get well, but Jesus wanted a dead brother to come back to life. So hold on to trust, hold on to hope, and the third one is so important. Hold on to faith. Martha, even though she was frustrated, said, "But even now I know that whatever you ask God, God will give it to you." In the middle of brokenness, in the middle of frustration, she still lived with this even now mentality that Jesus could show up and do something supernatural. Could it be that God, who seems so far away in the middle of waiting, is actually much closer than you could ever imagine? Could it be that those great disappointments you're walking through right now are a fertile ground for God to do great miracles? My friend, I just want to encourage you, if you're in one of these seasons, don't give up, don't lose trust, don't lose hope, don't lose faith. Allow God to do something in you and through you, and live with that posture that says, "I still believe that even now you could do something great." Father, I come to you and I just pray for my friends that are listening to the podcast today. I pray for whatever season they find themselves in right now. God, would you help them to keep trusting, help them to keep hoping, and God, would you cause their faith to grow? And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Before we jump off the podcast today, I just want to leave you with the quote we ended the service with. It comes from C.S. Lewis's book that's called The Problem of Pain, and I think he says it so well. He says, "God whispers to us in our pleasures, he speaks to us in our conscience, but he shouts in our pains. It is a megaphone that he uses to rouse a deaf world. Hear God's voice today and know he's near."